that it's on its way, you will start a whole new energy pattern working, and your thoughts will break their bonds. This is what Patanjali meant when he said, your thoughts will break their bonds. So now you say it's on its way. You're looking now for evidence that what it is that you would like to attract is on its way, instead of looking for evidence that it's not on its way, which is what the sentence that says, I'll never get rich at this, is offering up to that number 10 desire. If your thought is, I would like to be rich, I would like to attract abundance, but I probably won't get it doing what I love doing, then you'll start looking for evidence that this is not going to happen. It's like getting a parking place, you know. If you're looking for no place to park, when you get into your car and you get to the place that you want to be, and your thought is, there's never any place to park. This is just the way this town is. There's just no parking places. Then your mind is set on not finding a place to park. So you're looking straight ahead. And out of this door over here walks a woman with packages. That's a parking place waiting to happen. But you don't see that because your mind is bonded to the idea that there's no place to park. So when you believe that you have a parking place and you're looking for your parking place and you know that your parking place is here and you don't even mind that somebody else is using it now, but now I'm here. And I'd like you to be respectful of the fact that my place is now something that I would like to occupy. You'll find people coming out, literally, they come out when I'm there and they apologize. I'm really sorry, I'll get out right away. Say, that's okay, I'd like you to know. I usually show up here on Tuesdays at this time. You see, you don't get this kind of tunnel vision, which says, it probably isn't going to happen. You shift around to the belief that it's on its way, that it's going to show up. And then when obstacles or difficulties or whatever interfere with that, you don't treat that obstacle as something that shouldn't be there. You are in a state of gratitude for it. You literally get yourself to a place where you're saying, thank you. Thanks for that obstacle. And I'll remember that in the future. And I treat that as a lesson, as something that I had to learn. And that if it doesn't show up exactly at the time that I think it will show up, because it's going to show up on its own timetable. Creation, said Jackson Brown in one of his songs, creation reveals its secrets by and by. By and by. But I'm tuned in. And I know that it's coming, and I know that it's on its way. This is something that you practice in every little way that you can think of. You become aware of how people would like to have something happen. This is particularly true with the overcoming illnesses, or just even minor inconveniences, like head colds, or arthritic pains, or gas pains that people have, or fatigue, the inability to sleep, these kinds of things that people carry around with these labels that I inherited this. This is the way it's always been. It's always this way in my family. I know I'm getting a sore throat. It's in my throat, but tomorrow it'll be in my chest. And on Wednesday I'll be coughing, and on Thursday I'm going to have phlegm, and on Friday, I'm going to have to take Friday off, you know, just, and it's Monday, and you're taking Friday off with a fever, you know, on Monday, and it's that whole consciousness of anticipating. One of my favorite stories I told it on one of my PBS specials a couple of years ago was a fellow that I met down in the workout room where I live over in Maui, and it was down there, and I went down there, and it was Lou, and he was coughing, and I said, God, Lou. He said, how long have you been sick? He said, Wayne, he said, in 3 weeks, it'll be a month. I said, how do you think like that? The anticipation, instead of the anticipation that, okay, I've got this, I get sore throat. I get laryngitis once in a while. I get little pains and little aches and so on. But I anticipate that they'll be gone. I anticipate that I won't have that any longer. And I'm looking now for all kinds of evidence that it will be gone. When you start looking for evidence that it'll be gone, here's what happens. You change your behavior because you have a new expectation. Now what you're doing is you're taking vitamins, you're filling yourself up with as many supplements as you can, you're getting a little bit more rest, you're meditating, you're making contact with God, you're asking for to summon more well-being, more energy into your life, you're reading up on how you overcome these kinds of things, you talk to people who have overcome them in terms of, what did you do, how did you make it go away, instead of looking for occasions to be offended, or occasions to be hurt, or occasions to be sick. But when you move into spirit, you move into a field, Rumi called the field of all possibilities. It says in the scriptures that with God, all things are possible. Now, you tell me what that leaves out. All things leaves out nothing. But when you are not in spirit, when you're in ego, when you're in form, when you're in the human state of your consciousness, instead of in spirit, inspired, you start believing in the boundaries. And then you don't act upon this new vision that I'm speaking about here. And this vision is a very, very powerful vision. It doesn't just apply to colds and headaches and backaches and into parking places. It applies in every single aspect of your life. It's like catching yourself. And all you have to do to start noticing that it's on its way is to say to yourself, there's nothing for me to fuss about. It's on its way. I desire it. It's on its way because there's no reason for it not to show up because it's in harmony with God. It's not that I'm asking for somebody else to be hurt or I'm asking for to take something away from somebody else that isn't mine or whatever. What I'm asking for, what I desire, what I intend to create is a number 10, and I will never ask or use a number 2, which is it probably won't happen, or a number 5, these kinds of things never happened before, or a number 7, my luck isn't, or the economy, or whatever it is, because every time you offer up one of those lower vibrations, you continue to attract more. If your thoughts are on what is missing in your life, you'll attract more of what is missing in your life. If your thoughts are on what always has been in your life, you'll attract more of what always has been. If your thoughts are on it probably won't happen in your life, then you'll attract more of it probably won't happen. If your thoughts are on what they want for you, somebody out there, some relative, some friend, some spouse, some ex-spouse, somebody who says, this is what your destiny is. This is what you can do. These are your limitations. Just accept it. If your thoughts are on what other people expect for you, you'll attract more of what other people expect for you, even if you despise what they expect for you. But when you move into spirit, when you become inspired by some great project, some extraordinary project, your thoughts break their bonds in the sense that you are now with God. And when you are with God, you only offer up to your desire the idea that it's probably right around the corner. There's absolutely nothing that can keep me from doing it. And you begin to think from the end. You begin to see what it is that you would like to attract as already manifested. And all of you have the capacity to do this. It's just changing around those simple thoughts. And when you change the thought around, you don't only change the thought around, you change around the expectation, you change around then your behavior, and you change around your luck starts to change. And you start getting yourself into a state of gratitude for everything that shows up. Everything. It becomes just a practice in your life. When you find a coin on the street, you pick it up and you say, "Thank you, God, for this symbol of abundance that continues to flow into my life. Thank you."